Welcome to another worldwide podcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the book of Romans. We're in chapter 5, verses 15 through 17. But the gift is not like the transgressions. For if by that one person's transgression the many died, how much more did the grace of God and the gracious gift of the one person, Jesus Christ, overflow for the many? And the gift is not like the result of the one person's sinning. For after one sin, there was the judgment that brought condemnation. But the gift, after many transgressions, brought acquittal. For if by the transgression of one person death came to reign through that one, how much more will those who receive the abundance of grace and the gift of justification come to reign in life through the one person, Jesus Christ. Amen. You know, my poetry can sometimes drip in amazing grace. I feel his presence when I write, for his truth gaining wisdom I can feel in daily circumstances, allowing the notion of living God first to bring about justice to those in need. A life of Christ pushes one's aptitude for charity to be ever present, willfully blessing those around you in circumstances only you can know, just as the Lord tells us, don't let your right hand know what your left hand is doing. The same way of being filled with grace is to place grace at the foot of those around you, not judging the blessing asked, but knowing the mercy given is the love, faith, and hope of salvation, where those you touch can see the true example of God's grace. This, my friends, is where we understand the gift of justification, and we allow our reign in life to be Christ-centered. Look at your life and find a way to live charity, unable to let it walk by your face when you know there's a need for amazing grace. Amen. Join us in our daily prayer of forgiveness. I'm sorry, Lord, please forgive me as I forgive other. I know you died and rose for me. We continue to pray for our children aloud, Gabriel, Julian, Alexandra, Jeffrey, and Alan. We pray for our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. Prayers for those who've asked us to pray for them, those that we've said that we would pray for, and we pray for those dying today. Lord, please bless them with peace. And we pray for Holy Mother Church. In Jesus' precious blood we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today my poem comes from the study of Romans 5. We're in verses 15 through 17 this morning. It is a two-stanza poem. It's ongoing. It's titled, Judgment Conveyed, the Genius of Acquittal. I did name one of them. Our abundance, many belittle. That's a part of it as well. Transgression represents not gift. Died many transgressions of one. God's grace more person one of Christ. Many sins covered, overflow of the Son. Condemnation brought death, person one sin. Judgment conveyed the genius of acquittal. Justification gift of grace, humanity did begin. Christ Jesus, life reign, our abundance, many belittle. Amen. I'm Thomas Show Cruz Wiggins. It's November 18th, 2021. I'm recording this morning at 6:15 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on UniversalUtterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Well, if you're still hanging out with us this morning, you know that we do something every day called impromptu work. We basically just look around and do some poetry without writing it down. I've probably written thousands of these in my mind. They don't come from behind. They seem to come in front of everything that is mine. Slowly but surely, I seem to be letting go of this notion of mine, allowing God to be ever-present. Holy will thine. Amen. Thanks again for joining us. God bless you as we close today at 6:13 in the name of Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thanks for John and Marie being good friends in Christ. We love you, John, Marie. God bless you. As we close in the name of Jesus at 6:25.